Welcome back to the Stag Raw podcast, a big game record series. We're moving a little bit further south, although not quite, for the Wakatipu Manapouri herd. As I said, not quite. We're starting off in the Matukituki Valley, coincidentally enough. If we remember back, though, to the Otago herd, Lloyd Vent, slopes of Mount Anstead, headwaters of the Dart Valley. That was an Otago herd, so the Wakatipu herd gets one back with this one. They steal one from the Otago herd. So it was 1916, so it was early doors. A wanderer, in brackets, on the Douglas score here. It's 9 by 10. It's 41 and 1 by, it's overspread even, 42. So loses 7/8 by 3, so that's 2 and 5/8. So just peaks under the 40 on the score, 39 and 3. Span of 30 and 6. Both beams are 6 and 5. The coronets are 10 and 2 by 10 and 6. Both brow tines are 14. The bays are 11 and 6 by 12. The trays are 14 and 4 by 14 and 6. So for the tops, the outer royals are 15 and 2 by 17 and 7. The inner royals are 3 and 3 by 7. Off the outer royal on the right hand side of 5 and 2. Whopping back tines of 22 and 23 and 4. Inner off the back tine of 10 and 6 by 10 and 4. Again, the right side has it off the inner off of 2 and 5. Both sides outer off the back tine, 10 and 5 by 9. And the left side has a second outer off, I guess, the back tine of 5 and 6. So a massive total here to kick off the Wakatipu herd. 386 and 7/8. So Banwell gets into it here. Although the stag was taken within what eventually became part of the established range of the Otago herd, this set of antlers failed to comply with the traditional pattern of the Highland Scottish form, which constitutes the genetics of that herd. Besides, deer sign in the Matukituki Valley was very sparse at the time this stag was killed, restricted to the northern faces of the main valley, the earliest signs evidently identified around 1914. This stag was secured not far from where McGill's Creek enters the main river and was shot by Theo Russell, who was farming Cattle Flat Station on the opposite side of the river at the time. As a consequence, the writer agrees with the earlier claims of John Forbes and Major R.A. Wilson that this stag was a wanderer from the Lake Wakatipu region, probably finding access to the area by way of the Shotover or Dart Valleys. That'd be an awesome little trip, little loop. The heavy purling upright from the structure of the tines all point to the park-bred background. Besides, stags have a history of long-distance wandering in New Zealand into fresh, previously unoccupied ground, and it would seem this case was no exception. The antlers of the stag were displayed at the Wembley Exhibition of 1924 as number 30. Awesome and interesting stuff there from the first stag of the Wakatipu herd. Next up, we have J.P. McPherson. We're down to the Matauda River watershed, the Eyre Mountains, 1959, in the Upper Eyre Creek. Make sure you're subscribed, and we'll see you there to explore the Wakatipu Manapouri herd. This is New Zealand Big Game Records, Volume 6, The Red Deer, Part 2, written and compiled for the New Zealand Deerstalkers Association, incorporated by D. Bruce Banwell. Published by the Halcyon Press, a division of Halcyon Publishing Limited, PO Box 360, Auckland, 1140, New Zealand. Printed by Prolong Press, Limited, China. Copyright, 2011. D. Bruce Banwell, first published 2011. All rights reserved.